And going. Call the meeting to order. Do a roll call. I'll start. Michael Bass, present.
David Job, present.
Jennifer Flinton, present.
David McFarland, present.
Perfect. Let's do a Pledge of Allegiance. I'll start that.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, everybody should have a agenda in front of them. I'll entertain a motion to approve the agenda.
Hi, Jennifer Flinton, motion to approve the agenda.
Hi, David Job, second it.
All right. I guess we probably don't have to do that, do we?
What's that?
Do we have to approve the agenda? Okay. All in favor? Appointments, Kelly Guire, K&K Bearing, lot line adjustment. I don't know if you have anything you want to say. Everybody's had a bit of time to look at this. So it's pretty straightforward at this point, unless you have something you want to bring up.
No, I would like to know, hopefully this will just all go through, but how do I find out, in case I want to develop that other piece of property, how do I find out how far away from the street I can build? And
so that's all in the code book here. Okay. Like, for example, the setbacks and the side yard, the front yard, all those requirements.
Okay.
So you're in the business zone. So in the business zone, the front yard and the B zone shall have a front yard no less than 10 feet. The front yard shall be equal to the existing front yards on all parcels of property along the block face, which a building or structure is to be located. No side yard requirements. Side yard for corner lots. And actually, that's not going to be a corner lot. Shall not be less than 10 feet in width. But side yard driveways, you know, things like that, it's all in there. It's pretty
okay.
So
is that something I can eventually just come and get a copy of?
Yeah, you can call the city and ask. You can look it up online and look in the code. It's like I say, it's section 9-7D, whatever for that.
Okay, and this is down the road anyway, so I was just curious, but yeah, that's about all I have.
All right. So it looks to me like as far as minimum lot requirements in that business zone, there's no minimum square footage for a lot requirement. There is a minimum lot width of 35 feet, which are well beyond that. Lot frontage, it has frontage on a public street. I couldn't find any reason why we wouldn't approve this. Did anybody else see anything?
No.
All righty. Well, then I'll entertain a motion to approve or deny the lot line adjustment for K&K Bearing.
Jennifer Flinton approves.
Motions?
Motions. To approve.
Do I need to get anything signed from you guys to take with me, like, she's mentioning that I
to get your Mylar? No, once the engineering group gives you that Mylar, you just bring it in and we'll sign it.
Okay.
Based on this approval, I'll just make sure nothing's changed and it all looks the same.
Okay, perfect. All right, great. Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
Yes, sir. Hi, David Job, second it.
All righty. I forgot the word.
Those in favor.
Those in favor. All right, motion passes.
He keeps yelling straight now.
Oh, well, he knows it passed.
He heard approves.
I was doing pretty good until then.
Good job.
Same.
Still proud.
It's okay.
All righty. So next item of business, Shane Baton on the lot line adjustment and zoning change.
Okay. I'm not looking for obviously not a vote today because I'm a little bit ways away. I wanted to see what the feedback was, if it was even a possibility before I pursued and spent any money.
Copy chamber.
So if you look at the top there, you may or may not be familiar with where I live. My house is that very top left building right by where it says Mexico Street. I own everything. It's just shy of 4 acres. The only section I don't own that's on this section is right here. And I actually, these aren't exact, but yeah, I don't own this section here. That, okay. That, and that. I own everything else there.
Northeast.
And I'm zoned Ag 1, meaning 1 acre minimum parcels. What I would like to pursue, my house, I want to sell that to my son, but I don't want to sell him an acre. I want to sell a half acre, be just shy of a half an acre. I want to keep the rest. Everything across the street from there, about 3 years ago, planning and zoning changed to R1, R2 from DZ, if you remember
on the north
that.
Side.
I'm wondering what the possibility is of flagging in that house section, that small, almost half acre, attaching that zoning to that R1, R2, and leaving the rest Ag 1. That would be my number one choice. I guess worst case scenario on me, if that's not an option, going R1, R2 for the whole thing that I own. The reason I don't want to do that right away is obviously there are some benefits coming from Ag 1. I do have the property, even in R1, R2, to keep my animals, but taxes are different. If I go R1, R2, it makes my land more valuable, my taxes go up. So I'd rather not change it. If I didn't have to, if we could attach that one flag piece to the R1, R2 across the street, that's what I'd ultimately hope to do. The big barn you see there, the biggest building, most of that building will be gone. And our plans are to eventually put a house probably right around here. Most of this will be gone. This will actually be cut in half, and I'll leave this back section as a shop, but the house will end up here, and I'll come in at a separate time for permit, you know, for that. But at that time, what I would ask for, if that were approved, what I ask for is a lot line adjustment, making this that I have outlined in black the new property line. So that house and that almost half acre would be its own portion separate from the rest. And then I would ask for a lot line adjustment changed here just to delete that one so that it was all one. That right there, that line there, and here obviously, well, that would stay. Yes, that right there. I would eliminate that, create this. So before I go that route, I filled out the paperwork Kendra gave me. Before I went that route, paid surveyors, did all that, I wanted to know what planning and zoning's opinion was on that flag lot.
So the reason for the flag lot is because the minimum requirement for an ag lot is 1 acre.
Quarter. Yes, for ag lot is 1 acre. I don't want to sell him an acre.
Right. And then this one, is this currently zoned residential? And that would need to be...
No, this is all ag. This is all ag. Everything right here is ag. This one right here that Hancock's own, that is residential. But everything around it stayed ag when I bought it. He owned everything, and I bought all of this from him, and that changed to residential.
Well, I don't see a problem with it. I mean, it touches other side of the road. The north side of the road is R1, R2 already. Whether we jump across the road and take the whole thing, I saw you were going to do like a half acre. I figured it would be this one to add it to the R1 or R2.
He wishes. That's the one he wants.
No difference. No difference to me in this being R1, R2, or this being 1R2.
Okay. So you'd all be open to leaving the rest Ag 1 and just taking that R1, R2?
Don't bother me.
Yeah, it'd be good.
Okay. My thought was it didn't create an island. It's attached to the zoning map there. I just wanted to verify before we did that. Okay. What would I have to do next then with that? So if they approve that, would that be approved to move to public hearing now for that, or do I have to do all that other stuff first and then come back and approach officially?
Are you just talking about your lot line change or just your zoning change?
The zoning and then the lot line. Would I have to do it at the same time, or would I have to do the zoning change and the lot line?
You can do it at the same time. It's up to you.
Okay.
Yeah, I would think you got to do at least have the lot line done first, because what are you planning to change the zoning to without the lot being established? If the lot's established and then we zone it, R1, R2, that makes more sense than trying to establish the whole thing as R1, R2, and then cut it. Yeah, okay. I would think so, but okay. I don't know.
Yeah, then the only thing I have left to do that then on my end is I'm still working through my mortgage company. They have to sign a release of all the rest and put all the value into that one, which not going to be an issue. I just have to go through. It's like a 12-week lead time to do all that. I started that, but I guess then what I'll do is come on the agenda after that's taken care of. Is that right? And do the lot line.
Yeah, just like Kelly did. So you'll need a paper like this that shows your lot line adjustment.
The survey marks.
That's through the surveyor. Okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. Then I will move forward on that. I just wanted to hear what your input was and if it was a doable.
And there might be, I don't know if we got to ask the city engineer if, like, there's some kind of, we don't really have a code that I could see, maybe I missed it, that governs whether or not you can, like, have a flag lot or a, like, the changing of the type of land. When we create the business district, we draw lines somewhere, right? There's got to be some method for drawing those lines and how you do it, but I don't know that we have anything spelled out that says what you can and can't do. So
yeah. On zoning, I don't think so. I think you're right. I know there's things about flag lots on building, meaning right of ways that go back and you have a house in the backyard of somebody, but that's not what's going on here. I'm still on a road front there. Okay, then that's all I want.
Cool. So,
okay. Well, thank you.
All righty. We'll move on to the approval of the previous minutes. Everybody should have a copy of those there. I'll entertain a motion to approve the previous minutes.
I, David Jobe, motion to approve the previous minutes.
I, David McFarland, second it.
All in favor. All righty. Business Appendix A-A.
Okay, I forgot to put that in your, I just forgot to email it to you and put it in your packet, so we can do it next time if you want.
Okay, well, do you know what it is, just so we can have a heads up?
Doing it, and there was at one point somebody who wanted to put a cell tower out west, or out past, out in the ag zone, and so we said we'd take a look at it and see if it was okay to change that. And it, right now it says N, but does everybody have a copy already?
So Appendix A, is that the land use by zones table?
It's not usually attached. Yeah, it's just extra.
Okay. All righty. Well, we'll take a look at that, and then we'll bump that to next week's agenda. Reports, I don't know what that is. Do we ever do that?
Mm-hmm. Just ask her if there's
any. Is there any reports?
Sorry.
All right. Well, I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
Jennifer Flintwood will motion to adjourn.
I, David Job, second.
All right. Well, all approved. Meeting is adjourned.